Thanks for downloading the Wall Street Update from World Business Report at the BBC World Service on Monday the 24th of November. I'm Rob Young. Well, let's get the latest on the financial markets now. Peter Jankowskis is Director of Research at Oakbrook Investments in Chicago in the US. He told me what's been on the mind of investors on Monday.
I think it's very clear that central banks around the world are stepping up with support. We had some comments out of China on Friday that they would be lowering interest rates. Mario Draghi indicated that he'd continue to support markets, and markets have continued to roll with that.
U.S. markets are holding at record levels. So is this less to do with economic strength and more to do with support from central banks?
Well, I think it's a combination of the two factors in the case of the U.S. Overall, while growth has not been particularly strong, it's been steady, averaging about 2% over the last few years. And we continue to see corporate earnings on the upside. So I think some of the gains here in the U.S. are justified, but it'll be interesting to see as the U.S. Federal Reserve becomes less stimulative and starts raising rates, how well the markets hold up.
And as we've been hearing, energy prices have continued to fall. What does this mean for the energy companies?
It certainly does put pressure on energy companies, particularly those that are in the exploration sector, those that have gotten heavily involved in fracking. I think also people look at this as a short-run phenomenon. Certainly when we see growth picking up, we're going to see oil prices head back higher. So I think this could be a buying opportunity for some people wanting to get into the sector.
Although if oil prices fall, they could get burned, of course.
They could. But I think that's likely to be a short-term phenomenon. If we look out in another year or so, I think chances are that we'll see higher oil prices than we see today. So it's be a matter of being patient and willing to work through short-run pain to see some longer-term gain.
Peter Jankowskis there in the U.S., where the Dow was little moved to close at 17,817. In London, the 100 share index was down 0.3% at 67.29, and the BBC index stands at $131.
You've been listening to World Business Report from the BBC World Service. For more news and analysis, download Business Matters, our daily hour-long mix of current affairs and debate, published at breakfast time in Asia and Europe. We debate key trends in the worlds of work, politics, technology, and the environment. Find it at bbc.com/podcasts. You can also follow us and get our latest audio at twitter.com/bbcworldbiz and talk to us on Facebook at facebook.com/bbcbusiness.